So, by now, if you, of course, follow me on Instagram, which I feel like most of you should. If you don't, make sure you go ahead and follow me at Deluxe on Instagram. I could get that following up there a little bit. Most of you should have seen by now, or maybe you didn't. Maybe, you know, you've been under a fucking rock. I was in the hospital recently, right? Had a surgery done near my ass, right? Specifically near my asshole. So, I had a lot of people ask me about this. And you're probably like, Daniel, why the fuck are we starting off a podcast talking about your asshole and talking about a surgery and talking about following you on Instagram? There's going to be a couple reasons why. Number one, it's one of the most relevant things, and I had a lot of time to think while I was in a hospital bed after a barbaric surgery with no anesthesia done on me, and I was fully wide awake for the whole thing, so it was very interesting. Got time to reflect on things. And the biggest thing of reflection during that moment in time was if I was still cutting hair, I would be so totally fucked. And I think it needs to be talked about more about how barbers are going to be so totally fucked if they stay cutting hair for the rest of their life. And I'm very vocal about this. I always preach about this on everything. And everybody's like, oh, what the fuck? Why would you tell barbers not to cut hair forever? This is a fucking reason why. And it's not because barbering is a bad business. If barbering is a bad business, I'd be like, hey, look, quit doing this thing. Go work for fucking Uber or something, right? The bad thing is if you stay in it for the rest of your fucking life and stay at a constant or comfortable level, because catastrophes will happen. Things that are unforeseen will happen. Like a fucking surgery near your fucking asshole that takes you out unexpectedly, barbarically, that you're awake for, right? And if I was a barber, I would have to cancel all my appointments because I went on this surgery on a Thursday afternoon, mind you. Mind you, I went into the fucking ER just expecting to get some antibiotics, right? It was like a little swelling on my hip. It looked like it was like a little abscess. I was like, yeah, just need some antibiotics. Take a little bit of that. Take some time off. Antibiotics will kind of clear things up of an infection. I'll be good to go. I go into the ER around, I don't know, maybe the emergency room, mind you, not like the actual like surgery or whatever. Just in, sitting in like a waiting room. I go in there, waiting around, probably about like 12-ish, right? Mid-afternoon here in Miami. And what is it, like 12, 18 hours goes by, and I find myself in a random hospital bed with a surgeon or a doctor. I don't even know if he was a surgeon, goddammit. Surgeon saying, all right, you ready? And he tells me to pull down my pants, right? This could go very awkward. Tells me to pull down my pants and be like, all right, I want you to grip the bed and just like if you need to scream, scream, right? Sounds so totally bad, but like, What meant by that was he was about to open me the fuck up with a knife and go in and like kind of drain the fucking fluid out. Now, again, too, if I was a barber, I would be fucked. First of all, that Thursday, you know, again, expecting, okay, Thursday, don't have to work. But I got my Friday, Saturday, I can go into work, cut hair. That would have been totally fucked, right? All that money would have been gone. And then on top of that, too, I had to, the hospital kept me in the hospital, right? They would not allow me to leave until that next Sunday. Not like a week later, but like, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A couple days later. So the whole weekend would have been fucked if I was a barber. On top of that, too, all the hospital bills that have to be paid, knowing damn well most barbers do not have any health insurance, would have been really, really fucked. Because not only did you lose out on money, right? So you lost some of the money that you were going to make that weekend. Money's also coming out of the account because you don't have proper health insurance, right? So now you're down double bad. And then probably on top of that too, there's recovery time, antibiotics you have to pay for, visits you have to go for backup and check-ins and everything of that sort. All these unforeseen things. I was like, holy fuck. If I was a barber, I would be totally fucked. And I was so thankful after the 45-minute barbaric surgery with no anesthesia, right? Blood all over the fucking hospital bed. Not even sewn up, like I had to have the wound open still to like heal naturally. So I'm just sitting there crying like a little bitch, just like, oh God, what the fuck happened to me? Right? And I'm sitting there thinking, holy fuck, This is the exact reason why I push my business as a barber. Was for moments like, unfortunately, moments like this do come up, right? But I don't have to worry about anything because guess what happened? The next morning I woke up, or I guess it was already 6 a.m. I went to sleep, like passed out for a couple hours. I think I woke up at 10 a.m. My first team meeting with the New Era Barbering Company is at 11 a.m. Hit up the team and said, hey, I just had surgery. I'm not going to be on team meeting. You guys need to run the company for maybe a day or two. And everything went smoothly. We were still onboarding new clients. We were still going ahead and getting out marketing messaging. We were all of our clients inside of the New Era Barbering program were still getting fully serviced because I had been able to build a business that didn't require me to be the sole provider for. Now, here's the thing before you're like, oh my God, okay, I'm a barber. I need to figure out how to do that. No, you do not. Trust me. Because you have no clue, number one, how to do that. Number two, you have no clue what business to even go into. And number three, even if you know what business to go into, you don't even have the funds to even start the business up. Let's think logically. Because what was the practical steps I did to get myself in this position? And that's what I want to go over in this podcast is how did I even get myself into this position to where something like this, which is, again, too, it was such a minor thing. It was like just getting too drink, puss out. It sucked, hurt like a bitch. It was probably the worst pain I've ever felt in my life thus far because it was just for an extended period of time, right? All your endorphins are gone after the first 5 minutes of it and doctor keeps on cutting your skin open. And the worst thing was, side note, the worst thing was this motherfucker cuts it open and goes, oh, fuck, this is much more than I expected. I was like, don't tell me that, motherfucker. You just cut me open. You're going to, like, now you got me thinking it's going to be a lot longer. So I'm watching the clock and shit, right? 45 minutes. By the end, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I was kind of like a little bitch. Like, there's just nothing. Like, at that moment in time, all your endorphins are gone. You're just like, whatever's in you, in your system, you're just like letting it out. Like, you just have nothing left in you. No more grit in you. You're just like, you can't tough it out anymore. Just like, whatever happens, happens. Anyways, what were the steps that got me to this point to where, wow, I could have an unfortunate event like this pop up unexpectedly, yet I'm not affected whatsoever? Because that should be the goal. Yet you as a barber right now, and I knew this when I was a barber too, I was like, dude, if I'm cutting hair and something unfortunate like that was ever happened to me, I'd be so fucked. So number one, seven minutes and 47 seconds in, we're getting to point number one. A little backstory, right? With little side tangents. Point number one, like I knew again, too, I talked about this until I'm blue in the face. I knew a barbering should not be the thing for me forever. I cannot be cutting hair forever. Even if I like liked cutting hair, this should not be something I do long term. This is a short term thing. It's the only thing I have to be able to make the most amount of money possible the fastest, right? So I got to take it to its max level. I got to push it. Because even at what I was doing at $20 a haircut, making $2,000 to $4,000 a month, that ain't gonna fucking cut it, right? That's probably just like the surgery in itself cost. Not to mention the antibiotics, not to mention all the scans they did, not to mention whatever other, like the hospital bed, like however many nights they kept me in the hospital for, like all the expenses like will add up. And that would really put me in a bad position financially if I was a barber. So I knew back then, okay, I'm going to use my youth. And this is, again, too, I was 21, 22 years old thinking about this. I'm like, I'm going to use my youth as an investment so that when I'm 29, almost 30, crazy to say, right? That way when I'm older, and I was thinking much older, but when I'm older, I'm in a position where if something unfortunate happens to me, it won't affect me the way it will right now. But I think a lot of barbers don't think about these things. They don't think about the future. They don't think about what could potentially happen down the road. And they just think about, well, things are good right now. Just because good things are good right now doesn't mean things will stay good. Look at the economy, right? People, like, you could just see, like, people, when good times happen, right? What do they say? Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. Bad times make strong men. If you just stay strong throughout no matter what time period you're in, you're going to be good. So what would that correlate to as a barber? Well, If you always stay in the mindset of, I need to push my business forward, I need to grow this thing, I need to go ahead and get myself in a better financial state. Doesn't matter if I'm making 2K, 5K, 12K, 20K a month. I have to push for more. And I talk to a lot of you every single day. And it's almost astounding to me how many barbers do not have a fire lit under their ass. And I think it's because they don't have these conversations or these realizations that this is going to happen to them someday. Like we will all fall susceptible to something highly unfortunate happening to us, right? If you've not had something unfortunate happen to you so far in your life, it is more than guaranteed that something will happen in the future, whether that be happening to you, whether that be happening to your parents. I mean, again, too, we're all going to have our parents like pass away. We're all also going to pass away, right? In between that time frame, there's probably also going to be some illnesses, right, that pop up as well too. Some unfortunate events that are going to require us to spend large amounts of money in order to fix if we want to be healthy, right? I don't want to have to like have that conversation of like, fuck, I can't even afford that. I can't even afford to be able to fix my own health, to get healthy, to get the care and that is necessary for me to get back to a healthy state, right? So I knew again too at 21, 22 years old, I need to push my business forward. That's point number one. Point number two is even if I get my business to a cool level, I'm still not done yet. I'm not done with this goal until I'm finished cutting hair. When I'm like retired, right? When I retired in 2019, stopped cutting hair back then. Everybody's like, oh, you got a hair splinter. I didn't get a hair splinter. I haven't cut hair since 2019, right? I know people are like, oh, you got a BBL. I didn't get a BBL either, motherfucker. Although I'll run with a joke. I think it's hilarious because I didn't expect that at all. People are like, oh, you're Miami now. You got a BBL. But I knew like, again, could not be a barber forever. Had to take my business forward. And I the job was not done until I was done cutting hair. And I would not stop relentlessly every single day trying to get the most out of my business until that day came. And I see too many barbers, even if they're at some point in time wanting to grow the business, they take their foot off the gas pedal and they feel like they can coast, right? I'm sorry, you cannot coast. You just can't. There's too much possibilities out in this world right now. Like, I saw something on Threads. By the way, Threads is like an amazing app to waste time on, right? But I saw something on Threads where it was like, and I think I rethreaded it. I think is like the thing you could say. But like, you could check my Threads and you can scroll down a couple days prior and find the thread. It said something like 50 years ago, I think it was the average price of a house was like $100,000 or something like that, to where now it was like the medium like purchasing house or to purchase a house like $100,000. Now it's upwards of like close to $500,000, right, in the United States of America, just to purchase a house, 5X. And I think it was like something like might have been like 400% uptick, right? Whereas the average income has only increased by, I don't know, it was like 5%, right? Annual income. And it's like, you cannot stay comfortable. Yes, you run a business. 100K a year honestly doesn't mean fucking shit. Yet that's most barbers' goal, is to make 100K a fucking year, 8K a month. It's just not going to sustain you. And that comes back to, I guess, my point number three. You got to start having a fucking higher goal than just making 100K a year. Because honestly, 100K a year, that's like the old 50K, right? It's like, oh, you make 100K, that ain't shit. So as a barber, you have to start raising your level standard of like what you think, of what you need to be like pushing towards. I would say shit. Even though I'm getting to it, like we have not had a barber make 500K in a year inside the Elevated Measure program, I would say you should set your sights on 500K to $1 million per year. Now, is that going to be done through barbering? Probably not, right? Cutting hair at least. But that's going to be done through a business that you get to through cutting hair and stacking up cash and capital and resources and freeing up time. Meaning, again, too, like we did with Joel, getting him to up to upwards of 29, 30K a month, only doing 80 haircuts a month. Some of you are doing 200 cuts a month and barely clearing like 6K to 8K a month. You have no time and you legit have no money. At that moment in time, that money really isn't even worth that time that you're even putting into it. It just isn't. You ask anybody who has that type of schedule, it's just not. If you're a barber thinking, oh man, I just need to do a volume amount of haircuts, like cut for 5 to 7 days a week, and I'll make 8K a month, it's just not worth your time. You get to that point, you're like, dude, the money's not even worth it at that point. If there's one lesson you need to be able to take away from this, you need to have the reality of like, look, you've probably been fucking like chilling too long, bro. Let's be honest. You've been coasting. 6 months have already gone through 2023 by the time I'm recording this. This is July. What the fuck have you been doing for the last day? Like, look back and honestly say to yourself, have you truly been pushing for all 6 months? I can honestly say, even in my own business, I haven't, right? I haven't. There have been like a couple weeks and a couple like the periods of time where like, again, to my focus has gone a little astray. Obviously, like past month has been hectic moving to Miami and like obviously the surgery and everything like that. So I know for damn sure as a barber, I mean, I work with barbers we have over 600, almost closer to 700 barbers we work with as private clients. Even the people who are our best clients, our best private clients, it's like a struggle to always keep them locked in. And that's the people who are getting the most help in the industry. So imagine you listening to this who isn't a private client of ours. You are well underneath that level of execution that is required to be locked in for 6 months straight and to get the result that you want to. This should be a wake-up fucking call. Because for me sitting in that fucking hospital bed, I didn't have to stress. I thought to myself, holy fuck, if I was a barber right now, laying in this hospital bed, I would be stressed the fuck out. Because I would be like, oh my God, oh fuck, oh my God, there's going to be hospital bills. I was chilling. I was ordering Uber Eats. I was kicking jokes with the nurses. Nurses loved me in there. I was walking around. You probably wouldn't even know I just had a fucking barbaric surgery. I wouldn't say happy, but how just fucking chill I was. Because I just didn't have any stress, didn't have any worries of that. Yet, I know majority of barbers who would be in that same position, as long as they're not a dumb fuck, right? As long as they actually have a fucking brain, will probably be stressed the fuck out. Oh my God, how am I going to pay for this? How much is it even going to be? Oh my God, what are those antibiotics? Oh my God, maybe I shouldn't take that morphine because they're going to charge me for that too as well. Maybe it's just, do I really need that? I was like, shit, give me another one, bro. This shit feels good, right? Didn't give a fuck. The cost, I was like, let's go, okay, come on. We got it. And you want to be able to get yourself in that type of position where you just have no worries, even in the sense of the most chaotic situation possible. You're chilling. But let's be honest. If that was to happen to you right now, cutting hair in your financial state, how really chill would you be? I mean, I was for sure stressed when I was like, before the surgery, like, oh my God, I got the surgery, never had surgery before. Afterwards, I was chilling. I'm like, hey, you want to keep me in here? I mean, I kind of want to go home because I just got a new apartment. I kind of want to stay in my new apartment, but like, yo, I'm not tripping. Like, they're like, well, do you want to stay for another day? Do you want to like go out? I'm like, honestly, I'm not really tripping. Like, whatever you guys say, if you want to keep me here because it's like the best thing, I'm chill with that. Whereas I think most barbers and most people be like, oh, fuck, it's going to cost me another night. Oh, man, they're going to do all this stuff. No, get me out of here as quickly as possible. And then you're like really putting your health in a serious question mark, right? Because now you're more worried about the money than you are even your own health. And what the fuck are we even doing this thing for, right? Why the fuck are you even working so goddamn hard if you can't even afford to have that peace of mind in that chaos? That's stupid, bro. Right? You can kick all the fucking jokes you want to in the barbershop. Talk about all the LeBron hate, all whoever's most popping right now in the music industry. Nobody has that type of mentality where they can just chill in that situation. And that's terrible. And to me, it's like, then why are we shooting the shit? We don't have time to shoot shit. Shut the fuck up. We got to get to work. I gotta get on my shit. I gotta learn new stuff. I got to build this business. Fuck, do I even know how to learn build this business? That should be the mentality you're on right now. There should be no time wasted, right? And I think it's a big reason why a lot of barbers just, man, they're just in a sad point of life, man. I'm telling you, like, I hated cutting hair. It was not the most enjoyable thing. Yes, the business I run right now, the New York Barbering, this is a much harder business to run. But my quality of life and my peace of mind is so much higher and greater than it was as a barber. I was stressed the fuck out, tired all the fucking time. Every day was just grind, 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 grind. Motherfucker, okay, if you take anything and put it under a grinder over years and years and years, that thing's going to turn to dust. What do you think you're doing to yourself right now? Now, I'm not saying that to say, oh, man, you don't need to grind. Absolutely. But you need to be progressively grinding towards something, not just grinding just to grind. I think barbers like to just go ahead and do a redundant, oh, I'm in here 7 days a week, bro. You can't fuck with me. All right. You're going to turn to dust, motherfucker. Some unfortunate event's going to happen. It's going to fuck you sideways. No Vaseline style. Then what? Because you need to be in the mentality of, for me, I'm pushing this thing so I can get the fuck out in 2 to 3 years. I need to be able to put myself in position to where if something chaotic happens like this, an unfortunate event, I'm chilling. I'm not even tripping. Hospital bill, not even going to worry about it. Insurance, there you go. Morphine, I don't even care about that cost. Go ahead, shoot me up another one. More antibiotics, go ahead, put down the bill. Not even tripping. Whatever's going to get me healthy. You got to be more focused on about your money. You got to take your shit more serious. You got to step it the fuck up. Because at some point in time, it's going to bite you in the ass. Now, of course, you have a couple of routes to go with this, right? Obviously, you could do this on your own. I would not recommend it because obviously you've been trying this on your own for however many years, months, days, hours, minutes. You're not there where you want to be at yet. You have yet to really make any real good progress. Of course, there's always an option to become a private client of ours, which again, too, for some people, it's a good option. For others, it might not be that moment in time for whatever reason, because again, too, your business might not be in the right position to, which is why I opened up that free group, right? If you don't know, I have a free group on school. I work with barbers in there for free to help them, again, to get them in the position to be private clients of ours. Get their business, financials, mindset, everything pristine. That way, when they work with us as a private client, they get the best fucking results. And I would ask a question and pose a question to you. If you have that resource and you listen to this whole fucking podcast and you know you need to fucking grow your business and you don't know where to fucking start, or you're just like, yo, I need some fucking help, and you've yet to even do something that legit takes you, the cost is 3 minutes to enter in your information. That's the cost. And yet you still haven't done it yet. I don't know, bro. I just think you're just fucking yourself at the end of the day, right? You deserve all the unfortunate things that happen to you because you're not even trying or attempting to improve your situation. You're just laying there and allowing life to fuck you. Again, the links are always links on Instagram profile. Link is in the podcast profile as well too. Takes 3 minutes to sign up to join. We have full on tracking sheets. You get a business coach. You get one Q&A call with me every week for 30 minutes to help grow your business. And even with that, their private clients, I mean, not private clients, their barbers who are in the free group, they don't even utilize it the way that needs to be done. They'll still be hard-headed as fuck, which I have no fucking clue why. Step it the fuck up. Wake the fuck up. Prepare yourself for war. Prepare yourself for unfortunate events because they will happen. They're inevitable. Preparation is key. And right now, you're not prepared for that war. Right now, you're not prepared for that battle. Right now, you're not prepared for that unfortunate event to happen. That thing will fuck you. So your job right now is to get prepared. Link's down below. Talk to you guys later.